the sensation of its having worked and stopped in his own head. "Yet I don't see Rachel still," said he. It was a wet night, and many groups of young women passed him with their shawls drawn over their bare heads and held close under their chins to keep the rain out. He knew Rachel well, for a glance at any one of these groups was sufficient to show him that she was not there. At last there were no more to come, and then he turned away, saying in a tone of disappointment, "Why then, a mister." But he had not gone the length of three streets when he saw another of the shawled figures in advance of him, at which he looked so keenly that perhaps its mere shadow, indistinctly reflected on the wet pavement, if he could have seen it without the figure itself moving along from lamp to lamp, brightening and fading as it went, would have been enough to tell him who was there. Making his pace at once much quicker and much softer, he darted on until he was very near this figure, then fell into his former walk, and called, "Rachel!" She turned, being then in the brightness of a lamp, and raising her hood a little, showed a quiet oval face, dark and rather delicate, irradiated by a pair of very gentle eyes, and further set off by the perfect order of her shining black hair. It was not a face in its first bloom.